Hey, look. Come here. Hey, come
here. Come. Look. No, you want to listen to me. What is it all about? This is Monk Alice from the Absolute Monastery. What is it all about?
What?
Well, we say, what is this all about when things are not working like we would like them to have worked? What is this all about? I've heard there is a law of cause and effect. And does it not work? What is this? Well, this is what a lady asked me the other day on the phone. Here, this is Marcel from Canada. And I was talking to her, and I was convinced that I was talking to her daughter, because she and her two daughters are calling now. And because they have that French accent, and they have such a lovely voice, a young voice, I couldn't figure out who it was. And the mother actually is the one who called first and then didn't call anymore, and the daughters called all the time. So I was convinced that these were the daughters. Well, Marcel was saying, you know, I have a friend, she's in hospital, and I went to the hospital and I told her, you are whole and perfect. You are whole and perfect. But, and I said that also to her mother. But because the daughter believed in Buddhism, the mother told me to say that Buddha told her this. And I said, that's fine. Just go whatever she feels harmonious with. And she said, okay. I went and told her, you're whole and perfect. And Buddha whispered that in my ear. And the mother goes and said, you're whole and perfect. But she said, the toughest is for me, to go to the hospital and see this lady in the hospital and not feeling all so well. Although we say together, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. But I have such a tough time when I go home. And then, you know, I'm going to the mother and I tell her, you know, you have to do this and you have to call the University of Healing. And I said, oh gosh, don't do that. Don't do that. Just say you are whole and perfect and believe it yourself and work on it. But don't go and preach this. If they want to call us, there will be the right time to do that. I said, yeah, I see also results. But, you know, I was married and I had a dream. And I thought the greatest thing in the world is to have a family, husband and children, and live together harmoniously. And then one day I said to my husband, do you love me? And he said, I don't think so. I don't believe so. And I really had to laugh. And I said, well, did you love him? And she said, well, I don't think so either. And I said, well, here is the whole story. We start always with ourselves. There is a law of cause and effect, and it works. It works when we are consistently working on it. And as we say to ourselves, I like me, I'm fantastic, I'm wonderful, and everything around me is wonderful, and I live in a harmonious world, and I'm surrounded by harmonious beings, I'm surrounded by harmonious circumstances, and keep it up, but first I like me. Things work. But I said these things, but still my husband didn't love me. And I said, well, do you want, and then she said, we are separated. And I said, well, you want him back? And she said, no, I want a husband. And I said, well, you want him back? And he said, no, he's living with another woman, and I actually really don't want him back. And I said, well, what do you want? And she said, well, I would like to have a man in my life. And I said, well, why do you want a man in your life? And she said, well, it's just nice to be loved and to have somebody around. And I said, well, here we are again. You want something from the outside, but what are you giving out? And this is always the same thing. I'm coming always back to myself. Whatever I see outside of myself, outside is me. So it's really an interesting world, and we say, what is it all about? This is me, this is me, this is me, this is me. And it is so. And it is so. So whenever I see a fine man and a fine woman and a fine woman and a fine woman and healthy and a glorious and a young, vital, dynamic person, that's me. That's me. And that's like our student Dorothea, she said, that's me. Whenever it's good, that's me. I really want to take that. I like this. Because when it's something good, I instantly take it and make it mine. That's me. Well, coming back to Marcel, she understood that she really wants something from the outside, but she's not able, or she has never given out. So I said, well, start saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when you like yourself, you will be a magnet to the world. And all the men will just float to you. Or maybe you don't need them anymore because you're so fulfilled, you're so 100% yourself, you don't need them. I said, I believe that you are at a point in your life that you really enjoy yourself alone and having your time with yourself, taking your meditation time and doing whatever you like to do. And why not having a friend? If you want to go for dinner or for a show, have a friend and take him out, go with him out for amusement. How you like this? No, I want somebody around close living with me. I said, well, you think about it. And whatever you make up your mind, the law will reflect it. Well, what is it all about? We often ask ourselves, well, why do I have a headache? Well, our body reflects it. If I have a thought which is not harmonious, it makes dung dung, the bell is ringing, and it says, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. It works. But when we have these old, when I have these old thoughts in my mind, I'm not worthwhile, or I can't do it, or I'm not pretty, or I'm not young, or whatever these silly thoughts are, it shows in my body. And the body says, hey, like me, love me. And then I kiss my knee or my foot because don't arrive anymore to put my foot in my mouth, but I can kiss it and love it with my finger and just give my blessings out everywhere. So what is it all about? It's all about the law of cause and effect. When I put a positive cause into motion, when my thoughts are one-pointed, that I am whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, that's in my thought, night and day. And I'm getting up in the morning, I sing it already. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. I'm driving in the car, there is no music with me. There is only my music. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I like me. And that's the result, that's the effect I have. It needs consistency and the law works. And then the question, what is it all about? That doesn't exist anymore. Unless I say, what is it all about? That I'm divine, that I'm God. That's what it is all about. Well, what it is all about, that we each are whole and perfect, and we each like ourselves, and we each are divine, wonderful, healthy, wealthy beings. And so it is.